Welcome to Castle Country Focus. This is your host, Dylan Fielding. Today we are talking to Christine Watkins, representative from District 69. And good morning, Chris, and I'm glad you're joining with us again.
Well, good morning, and I'm glad to be here and able to speak to the people at home.
You mentioned before we started that you seem to be busy. As a taxpayer, I was worried about that you're up there lollygagging. So,
not a chance.
How have you been busy doing the people's work?
Well, I'm on the sub-appropriation committee, and what we do is we meet every day from 8 to 11, and we're just dealing with the financial issues that come along with, you know, with Medicaid and all of the things that deal with people's health, whether it's their physical health, their mental health, also issues dealing with the justice reform issue. I've been getting up to speed with that. So all of the other subcommittees that are appropriation ones meet every other day. We meet every day. So I don't have that off day to get some things done. I also have two other committees that meet in the afternoons. And fortunately, one of them has been canceled a couple of times. So I've been able to meet with constituents, with state leaders. They've done something a little different from when I was there before. I've met with the lieutenant governor. I've met with the state treasurer. And I'm going to meet with the state auditor, and what they do is they explain what they do and how they're there to help us. And so you go to their office. And so that's been an interesting experience. So it's just, plus I've gone from a PC computer to an Apple. I just went from an Android phone to an iPhone. So I've had a little steep learning curve doing that. That's been helping me a lot. And it just keeps you busy.
Did the whole legislature change to Apple, or is this just your own personal preference?
No, this is, they did this. When I was there before, they had PC computers, and I guess after I left, for whatever reason, they changed to Apple. So that's the computer they give you, is an Apple. And in order for my phone and my computer to sync with information, calendars, et cetera, it was just easier to go to an iPhone. It's kind of an interesting experience, as anyone who has done that would tell you. But so that's been good. But we know we had some interesting things happen Friday and yesterday, and so I thought I'd talk about those because they're kind of interesting for people at home. The bear's ears issue. So I kind of wanted to give people an update on that. And as you know, I'm on the Rules Committee, and the Rules Committee is the one that brings the bills that have been filed, numbered, they have a fiscal note on them, and we nominate them to come out of the darkness, so to speak, and go to committees. And basically, that's what the Rules Committee does. But the committee had an actual committee meeting on three resolutions. One was by the Speaker, one by Representative Mike Nobel, and the other one was dealing with some just some house issues on some rules things. And so we had presentations by the Speaker and Mike Nobel, and then people from the area from Bears Ears down in San Juan County. We also had people from the other, these were all county commissioners dealing with the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. These are resolutions that have been called for by our congressional leaders. All six of them are four Congress people, our two senators, and they deal with the one on the bear's ears is either to rescind it or to shrink the size of it. And the same with the Grand Staircase is not to rescind it, but to make it a little bit smaller. I mean, these are huge, huge areas. And for a state like Utah, so the Bears Ears and the Grand Staircase National Monument were both heard in committee on Friday. and they passed out to go to the House floor. So yesterday, in the Rules Committee, because we meet when we're on the floor, the Democrats complained that we had not done that correctly and that it should be heard in a different committee. And it was explained that, okay, and I didn't know this because I'm new on rules, that maybe that wasn't the appropriate way to do that, but it was done. And actually, the Rules Committee has the power to just take those bills and bypass a committee and put them on the House floor for debate. So, and it had been advertised over 24 hours. It went, got up on the floor and complained that, we broke the rules. And it was explained, Representative Mike Noel said, yeah, we probably did. And, but we had all of these people up here. It was advertised for 24 hours and that, it was voted on the House floor and it passed 55-17. To reject putting it back into a committee and advancing it to the floor. And I think that today we'll be debating that on the floor. This is on a fast track. You have to remember one of these comes from the speaker. Speakers don't do that very often. So this is this sends a message that this is important and we need to be dealing with it and getting it to our national delegation so they can be getting this information. Our new president.
Is it along party lines or do we have?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There were obviously a couple of Republicans who sided with the Democrats, but it was very much party line. Very much party line.
Now, these are non-binding resolutions. They're just the sense of the state, as it were, concerning these two areas.
Well, you know, we just—they're just huge. What's been taken from us, and as they've done poll after poll, people want more money for education. We have these kids that we need to educate, and I'm—you know—I'm a former educator and certainly believe in that. But they're taking away land from us. We can use in a variety of ways, and to for taxes. One of the interesting thing in the committee meeting on Friday was. We had all three commissioners from San Juan, and one of them is Commissioner Rebecca Benally, who is Navajo. And I knew her from before. She was a principal down there, and she's now county commissioner. And she said, as Native Americans, we were fooled. And I had thought this earlier without even talking to anyone that they were playing these Native Americans because they have no power over this land. They do not control it. There's no one that is in a position to have any power as to it's going to be managed by the National Forest and BLM. And now they have a hiring freeze, and they don't even have enough people to handle what they've got. So she said, you know, we were led down a path that actually if you read all the documentation, we will have no power, no say over what goes on with this Bears Ears monument. And she was very angry and not happy about this. So it's interesting that we have all these people in the Salt Lake, in the urban areas that want to have these monuments. And they don't live there. They don't realize how it impacts the lives of these people. And so it was interesting. So I think we're going to be debating it on the floor this morning, and we go to the floor at 11, so stay tuned.
Okay, we will do that. Now, this then goes to the Senate, and they do a similar process?
Yes.
And now, after it goes through the House and the Senate, does the governor sign it?
I don't believe he does because it's a resolution. Now, I may be wrong on that, but I'd have to check on that. But I think it just goes directly. We'll send copies without reading it. I'm not sure that I can tell you what will happen. But usually they'll send copies to every member of that delegation, our congressional delegation, and a copy to the governor. So, but I do know that if it does go to the governor, I know he'll sign it.
Yes. So, remains to be seen if... if President Trump rescinds that or alters it, because there's, you know, hasn't been anything done like that in the history of these monuments.
So. Now there's a historical precedent of rescinding, taking some of the acreage out. And I don't have that in front of me either, but that has happened in the past where states have sued and said, no, that was way too much, and been able to get some of it back for the states. But I would say that if there's any president that would maybe do something, it would be President Trump. So, especially with what's been going on. So,
there's no doubt about that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We've been listening to Christine Watkins, representative from our area. Thank you, Christine, for taking your time and visiting with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you.